Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. And how is everybody today? Hope you're having a fun day so far. I can say that correctly, can't I? I think I can. Remember that? What was it? Oh, never mind. The little train. Yes. Okay, so what's the show about today? And how does that relate to spirituality and all that sort of stuff? And, you know, and if you want to call in, if you want to talk to one of your ancestors, maybe they have some advice for you. So the messages are about and the thoughts about the show is about making life easier instead of harder. You know, it's like, oh, okay, so where did I get this idea for this show? Well, tuning into spirit. They say, okay, let's talk about making life easier. So I'm going to channel my spirit guides. But one of the things I wrote, and I always post in Facebook, little you know, blurbs, right? I guess, you know, one-liners or whatever you call them, little blurbs. And where was it? I lost it. No, it's here somewhere. I think it's here. Yes, I think it's here. Your soul loves to play and have you experience joy. If you're not playing as much as possible, you're not living a soulful life. Now, I don't know how that you're going to take that expression and go, really? Seriously? My life is serious. Well, so no, stop. Time out. If you're living a spiritual life, if you're living from that spirit place, then you are really kind of enjoying life because we're here to enjoy it. So I thought, well, enjoy it. You're here to enjoy life. Have fun with life. Why not talk a little bit more about little things that you can do to make your life easier, less stressful, more enjoyable? So that's what the show is about. You know, just little things that you can do, simple things. So I got about 3 different articles on that particular thing. And I'm going to let my spirit guides talk to you about that, too. So we'll see what they have to say about it. Maybe they come from a whole different perspective than mine. And maybe they want to talk about something totally different. But I love to channel for the show. I love to channel. And I ask spirit, okay, what can I do? How can I be most effective with people? How can I really, really, really help people? And what they said to me was give channeled messages to individuals. Individuals got problems, concerns in their lives. Let us talk to them directly. So channeling is different than being a psychic. I know you'd probably say, well, it's really the same thing, but it's not. Because when I channel, I go away. It's like I'm in the other room listening to what they have to say to you. I'm not controlling it. Do I influence it? Yeah, well, a little tiny bit, but not much. I've been doing this for 25 years, so I've learned not to try to filter out or try to interject my own thoughts into what they're saying. Sometimes I kind of go, what are they talking about now? My goodness. But no, for the most part, it's all based on love, unconditional love. That's what they talk to you about. They want to help you, well, to make your life easier, you know, to make it less stressful, to enjoy your life more, to achieve your goals, to get what you want in life, you know. They talk a little bit about some of the principles of law of attraction. You know, if you've ever listened to the Abraham Hicks material, Esther Hicks, that's what she's doing. She's just really channeling, but she doesn't like to call it that. She's just presenting the information from a spirit group, Abraham, which they just use that name, but it's, you know, it's just a bunch of spirit teachers that latched onto the name Abraham, much like mine have latched onto the name Sarah. And it's a group of individual spirits. Well, they're all really connected, but that's a whole different topic, right? And they speak to you about different things that are going on in your life to help your life be easier. So I offer you that. Minimum session is 10 minutes. You can contact me through my email address and my phone number. And my website is really, there's a donation button. So if you want to go there, even if you want to donate to the show a few dollars, I'd appreciate it. I'm not a registered charity, so it's not tax deductible. I have to tell you that right now. But so if you really enjoy the show, you can go there. Or if you want to set up a session with my spirit guides, you can go there and contact me. You can email me or call me. We can do it on Skype, or we can do it on Google Hangouts Messenger too. Or, yeah, there's so many ways to do video anymore. And I like to do the video version of it versus the, you know, but you could do it by phone too, because I'm just channeling like I am here. Not now, but I will be in a minute. Okay, I'm being a little silly today. I'm having fun. So let's have some fun today. So if you have any questions for my spirit guides, or if there's an ancestor, you know, they were talking to me about that. And they said, okay, we're going to channel for these people, and we're going to let George go away, and we're going to talk to them directly. It's not scary. They don't do scary stuff. So don't worry about being scary stuff. It's like psychic, but it's much better. I would say it's much more effective than just the regular psychic stuff, really. Seriously. If you call in for a psychic answer, I'd much rather channel for you, because you're going to get a better answer. Guaranteed. Okay, so what they're saying, that, okay, while they're channeling, they might bring in a relative. They might bring in a famous person to speak to you, give you a message, or relay a message from one of your ancestors. They do that also. But they've also let me channel famous people who are spiritually inclined or so forth and so on. Like I channeled Dr. Wayne Dyer. Well, my spirit guides brought him in. Yeah. Drug him by the collar, right? Okay, come on in and talk to George for a little while. Okay, or to not to so much George, but to whoever the listeners were that day. So that's what we do. So it's fun. It's fun stuff. But they give great advice, great encouragement. It's all love generated. It's all out of respect. It's all out of all that sort of thing. So I love to do that for you. That's my little commercial plug. But it's more than just a commercial plug. It's something I love to do. And I want to do more of it. Okay. So, and on certain days, I'll give you free ones. But you have to call in. You have to talk to me personally. And I'll reduce the rates on certain days. So if you want to, just let me know if you're interested. Okay. So what I was going to do now, babbling on and on about that sort of thing. I was going to talk about making your life easier. And if you want to call in and if you have a question for your ancestors about making your life easier, because that's what it's really all about. Think about it for a moment. Isn't it really all about making your life easier at some level? I think it is. For all of us, right? You know, sometimes life gets a little crazy. Okay, so I'm going to channel them, my spirit group, and whoever wants to speak to you about making your life easier. So I'm going away. The human experience was never intended to be difficult. Challenging at times, yes, but difficult. But you always found a way to make your lives easier, starting with those primitive, let's say use the word primitive for lack of a better word, primitive humans who were just starting to evolve in their process. Their whole goal was to make their life as easy as possible. Even though their lifespans were very short, during those very short lifespans, their goal and your goal is always to enjoy life a little bit more, to have more fun, to experience things, to have plenty of food, to have shelter, just making life easier for you. So how do you make now you're in a very complex society and you have a lot going on and you have a lot of fear and anxiety being thrown at you every day. So how do you make your lives easier? Well, we'll use an expression, and it's going to be based on kind of a drop out and tune in. Drop out and tune in. Does that make sense to you at all? Drop out. What we say by dropping out is don't get caught up in the fear and anxiety that the world is constantly throwing at you. The news, the gossip, all of those things that are fear-based, drop out of them. Let them go. I know you're going to say, but we need to stay aware. What if we get bombed next week? We're not saying completely devoid yourself of all incoming messages from the world around you. But for the most part, drop out. Find things that are easy to do and fun to do. Change your lifestyles. Seek things that feel good. Constantly seeking things that feel good. If something's a difficult task, break it down and look for things and ways to do it so that you get more enjoyment out of it. If your job is stressful and there's a lot of anxiety in your job, then you need to make that process of going to something else that feels good. We're not saying quit your jobs. You would rebel and say, Spirit's crazy for telling us to quit our jobs. We have to make a living. We have to do this. But life is easier if you're doing something that you enjoy doing and you feeling you have a sense of accomplishment. You know, George talks to a lot of people about their jobs and wanting to leave their job and getting something new. And most of the time they will say they enjoy what they do. The job itself, most of the time. Now, some people don't like their jobs and they're kind of forced into a situation to doing something they don't enjoy. And especially in that case, you need to make the change, the growth into something that you do want to do, so something that you will enjoy. Now, that's what we're here for. That's what your spirit guides are there for. That's what your ancestors are there for, to help you make that transition, to open those doors for you. So you want your life to be easier, more enjoyable, more pleasurable, then ask for that. Envision what it wants, what it's going to look like, and let spirit, source, God, whatever you call it, bring that to you. Envision what feels better work-wise and so forth. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a rocket scientist. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a strong professional position in the world somewhere, but it means it's something that you like to do that people will give you compensation for, and compensation that will make your life a little bit easier, right? But the more you enjoy what you do, the better you get at what you do. The more you get, the better you get at what you do, and the more that people appreciate what you do, the compensation will be adequate, more than adequate, abundant. Let's use the word abundant here because you want abundance. But if you're doing things that you love to do, abundance follows. It doesn't mean millions of dollars. It means money that you can enjoy your life with. So would say make your life easier. Seriously, look at the world and go, no, I don't want your fear. I don't want your anxiety. I don't want your stressors. Then you look at yourself and your occupation and go, well, this is not satisfactory. I don't feel good about this. I'm not doing and being who I want to be. So make that transition. You all have gifts and talents. You came here with a purpose to do something, to accomplish something, to be great. We'll use that word here. We'll say you came here to be great, to be accomplished in whatever you want to do. You didn't come here. Now, there are exceptions to all rules, so we can't say that everybody across the board of all the 7 billion people on your planet. But you came here to be happy, and you came here to be successful. Some have a lower level of success. Some have a very minimal amount of success in their life because that's the life they chose. They didn't choose to be successful. They didn't choose to have riches and money. They chose to live a quiet, peaceful, simple life. That's okay. If you're happy, why not? If you're joyful, why not? If you're not seeking all of the material things in your world, why not? But many of you like nicer things, and you enjoy finer things of life, and that's great. That's wonderful. Continue to pursue it, with something you love to do, so that the rewards are from something that you feel accomplished in doing, something that felt good while you're doing it. Now, the other point that we're going to make, and we won't rattle on and on about this because George had some articles and we're not going to try to take too much of his time, but we'd like to. We enjoy using this time to share with you from our spirit perspective a way of living life a little bit more joyful, a little bit more from a love-based life. So, okay, so you're in a job and you don't particularly, well, let's say you don't particularly like the environment. You may like what you do, so it's time to change the environment. And then people will stop and say, well, I can't do that. That's hard to do. That's hard to find another job like this or doing this somewhere else. And I you know, it's a struggle to get out there in the marketplace and find another job. And we say to you, you're going about that all wrong. First of all, as soon as you put the word struggle or difficulty or it's a problem or there are not other jobs and not other environments that are better than the environment we're in now, then you're cutting yourself off from seeking that and gaining that. So the word here is trust. Trusting that there's a higher power, source, God, spirit guides, ancestors, that there are those with you to help you to find that environment that will benefit you, that will lead to where you want to go, to make your life a little bit more comfortable. So what we're encouraging you to do is, if you want to make your life easier, ask to make your life easier. Ask spirit. Ask your ancestors. Ask your spirit guides. Ask source. Ask God. I want my life to be easier. I want to enjoy my life. Help me to do that. Show me how to do that. And you'll get your answers. Synchronicity will come to you. You'll be guided to do that. Okay? You will get there. You will get there. So trust. Trust that there is a higher power, an energy that's able to oversee and overlook and able to look at all the different dynamics that are in your environment and pick out for you an environment, a place that will satisfy those needs of enjoying your experience, both from a satisfaction of accomplishing the work and also being in an environment that you will enjoy doing your work or accomplishing whatever you want to accomplish. It's not an impossibility. It's very much a possibility, but you need to rely on that oversight, that overview that you don't have, that'll lead you and guide you to those places. So that's tapping in to that inner part of yourself, that soul, relying on that greater part of yourself to guide you and lead you to those things. So we're going to leave you there. We're going to leave you with that thought, that idea that seek out things that feel good. Seek out things that you love to do, and it'll make your life easier. Turn yourself away from the anxiety and stress and fear that the world is constantly throwing at you, and rely on that inner being, that soulfulness and its connection to the greater, higher power, whatever you call it, to accomplish this. So thank you for listening. Bye. Well, right in the middle of all that, somebody tried to call me. I have an Apple everything, right? My iPad's kind of old. It's getting older. One of these I have to get a new one or newer one. That's on my list. An iPhone and, you know, a Mac Mini and all that sort of thing. So everything rings at the same time. So that was kind of disrupting. So the show is about making your life easier. And my spirit guides just gave you some great ideas, which I won't remember later. But I'm sure I'll remember the principles that they were talking about. And making your life easier is really just about trust, isn't it? Okay, I'm going to go there. I'm going to leave that alone because that's their thing, not my thing. And they talk to you about it. And so if you didn't listen to it, go back and listen to the last 10 minutes, roughly 15 minutes, whatever they were talking, and let them explain to you what they were explaining to you, because it's like it passes through me. So we're going to get into some articles about making your life easier. You know, I've got a couple articles that are kind of fun that are, and you're going to think, well, this is not related to it, but it really is. 12 unexpected benefits of drinking hot water. Now, I've been on this myself, and I thought, well, yeah, I've been doing this. I've been putting a little apple cider vinegar with warm water and a little lemon juice or lime juice in my water every morning and drinking that before coffee and everything like that. So that's one of the articles, and one of the thoughts is, now I knew a lady back when I was really little, really young, that she would go out, and that's all she would have in the morning is a cup of hot water. And I thought that was really strange. And no tea, just hot water. And I do the vinegar in the water and the thing, and for some reason I got into the vinegar. I forgot the reasons why, but maybe it's the same reasons that they're listing here. Go. Now, you would say the benefits, but also there's some, yeah, I have to say that makes your life easier. Because number one reason for doing it is weight loss. Well, that makes your life easier, doesn't it? If you can lose a little weight, you've been, oh, I got to lose some weight, right? Hot water is great for maintaining a healthy metabolism. It's what you want if you're trying to shed a few, they said kilos, but this must be a British thing when they say kilos, right? I'll post this on Facebook if you're so inclined, and to read the article yourself, and you can look up the individual who wrote the article. She is from the land down under. Okay, so let me read the rest of this. You know, it's great when you get all these things that you get messages or articles from people from all over the world, right? Okay. Assist with okay, we said weight loss. Okay, let me finish this. Da, 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 da. The best way to do this is try to kickstart your metabolism early in the morning with a glass of hot water and lemon. But I put the apple cider vinegar in there, and you can look that up. The benefit of apple cider vinegar, warm apple cider vinegar in the world in the morning. It's kind of like you've heard of the power diet, the cleansing diet. It's apple cider vinegar, organic molasses, and cayenne pepper. Well, it's not exact. I'm not using all of that, but it's close to that. Okay. It's helping to cleanse your system. Makes your life easier. If your system is cleansed, if your metabolism is cranked up in the morning, that does make your life easier, right? And an added bonus, hot water will help break down the body fat in your body. Oh, that's a cool idea. Breaking down that body fat. If you want to lose a few pounds or you want to stay trim, you want to eat more, right? Assists with nasal and throat congestion. Drinking hot water is an excellent natural remedy for colds, coughs, and a sore throat. It dissolves phlegm and also helps to remove it from your respiratory tract. Isn't that a great idea? As such, it can provide relief from a sore throat. Now, if your throat is not sore, life is easier, right? If you got tendency, it also helps in clearing nasal congestion. Menstrual cramps, what do you think about that, huh? Hot water can aid in diminishing menstrual cramps. The heat of the water has a calming and soothing effect on the abdominal muscles, which will eventually help you to cure cramps and spasms. Yeah, life is easier. I know I'm stretching the life is easier, but I thought this is a great article anyway. I thought I'd share it with you. It's all about making your life a little bit more fun, easier to get through the day, right? Just a little hot water with lemon, and I'm going to throw in the apple cider vinegar. That's up to you, okay? Hot water is fantastic for helping your body to detox. When you drink hot water, your body temperature begins to rise. Duh, right? Which results in sweat. Ooh, I know. Well, you glow. Let's just put it that way. You get to glow, okay, instead of sweat. You want – most of my listeners are women, so I think the glow part is really kind of apropos here. You want this to happen because it helps to release toxins from your body and cleanse it properly. For optimal results, add a squeeze of lemon before drinking and your apple cider vinegar if you can take it. I put a capful of apple cider vinegar. That's about it. Maybe an ounce or two at the most. It's tolerable, but it helps. You might Yeah, my doctor said you need to sweat more. Okay, very cool. Okay, ready for the next one. Now, you're sitting down for this next one because this is a cool one. I think this is very cool. Prevents premature aging. We all want to look young and, you know, healthy and vital, right? Wouldn't it be – life would be easier if you're feeling young, right? There's a reason you should want to clear your body of toxins. They make you age faster. Duh, right? Duh. Also, drinking hot water helps to repair the skin cells that increase the elasticity of your cell skin, and you are affected by harmful free radicals. You know, you've heard about those free radicals. Not that, never mind. I was thinking of something else, but that's not cool here. Okay, we'll leave that alone. Are affected by harmful free radicals. You know, these are not protesters and all that sort of thing. Subsequently, your damaged skins become smoother. Yeah, see, you can look at all that money you're going to save. All those skin creams and all those facials and all that stuff you've been doing for your skin. Just a little hot water with lemon and apple cider vinegar in the morning. Okay? I drink about 8 ounces, roughly. Prevents acne and pimples. The benefits of your skin just keep on coming. Hot water keeps deep cleanses your body and eliminates the root causes of acne-related infections. What do you think about that? That's cool, huh? See, isn't this kind of a great thing to keep your life, make your life a little easier? You don't have to go out and buy all these chemicals to put on your body. Just a little hot water with apple cider and lemon. Apple cider vinegar. Hair health and vitality. Ooh, right? Drinking hot water is also good for obtaining smooth, shiny hair. Now, wouldn't that be just make your life a little easier when you look in the mirror and go, wow, my hair's looking good today. It's looking wonderful. It energizes the nerve endings in your hair roots. It makes them active. This is a beneficial for getting back that natural vitality of your hair and keeping it healthy. Now, what do you think about that? Now, that's cool stuff, right? So this show is about making your life easier. And if your hair is shiny and looking good, doesn't that make your life a little easier, a little more fun, right? Looking at the mirror going, wow, my skin's looking better. My hair's looking better. Now, I have to admit, I've been doing the apple cider vinegar for about a month now. And these little guys are starting to grow on the top of my head again. I don't know. It's my imagination, right? You look up there and go, ooh, there's a new one. Okay, because that's the next point. Promotes hair growth. Yeah, you're going, this is crazy stuff. But listen anyway, because I'm having fun with this, and I think you'll have fun. Just try it. See what you think. Try it. Activating the roots of your hair is another added benefit. Growth. The hot water promotes the regular activity of roots and subsequently accelerates the growth of your hair. Unless you don't want it to grow fast. Now some of you, oh man, it grows so fast. I can't take it anymore. I have to get it cut all the time, right? Now for men, that could be a problem with beards if it's growing too fast and you're constantly going, ah, you know, I got to shave again. Or just grow a beard, you know. You got a lot of women, I mean, female women listeners. What do you think about beards on men? I'm off topic here a little bit, but I'm just kind of, what do you think? Yes or no on beards? Some women, you know, there's the scraggly little beards that probably are rough on the skin. But what about a full beard? I don't know. I'm just kind of wandering off here a little bit. What do you think? Prevents dandruff. Wow. Hot water keeps your scalp hydrated and helps fight against dry scalp or dandruff. Okay, so we're almost out. We got about three more. You know, we're having fun. So I'm going to check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me and get a message from your spirit guides on making your life easier. But let me go through the next 3 points, and then I'll jump back and talk to you. Okay, if you want to talk to me. Enhances blood circulation and promotes a healthy nervous system. See all these wonderful benefits? Wow, another important benefit of drinking hot water is that it enhances your blood circulation, which is important for proper muscle, nerve, and activity. In addition, it keeps your nervous system healthy by breaking down the fat deposits around it. Ah, now, if you want to read this for yourself, I did post this on Facebook, so you can read this article for yourself, and you can do it that way. Okay. Digestion. Hot water is particularly beneficial for digestion. Studies have shown that drinking cold water during or after a meal can harden the oil present in consumed foods. Now, I didn't know this before this. Did you know that? Did you know that? This can create a fat deposit in the inner wall of your intestine, which can eventually result in intestinal cancer. Now, that's a scary thought, right? Ooh. So they're telling you don't drink hot, cold water while you're eating or right after you eat. You're going, wait a minute, it's hot outside. I want my iced tea. Well, think about it. Think about it. Have some hot tea. Have your warm water with lemon and apple cider vinegar. And I know you're going, that's crazy stuff, right? I won't swear, but it's crazy stuff. However, if you replace the glass of cold with hot, you can avoid this problem. Now we're getting closer to wintertime anyway, so a little bit of warm water, hot tea, or have green tea with a little lemon in it. Does pretty much the same thing after meals. In addition, hot water is beneficial for digestion, which is what you want after a meal. So, a lot of times you ever notice that people have a cup of coffee after a meal? I'll have a cup of decaf, please, or coffee. So that hot cup of something after a meal will help your digestion. Think about that. Just next time you go out to eat, some people have a glass of wine, but how about something hot to drink? I know. Irish coffee, right? Okay, no, we'll leave that one alone. We'll stop there. Bowel movements. Speaking of digestion, hot water can help to keep you regular as well as make your bowel movements healthy and pain-free. See, the whole topic today was making your life easier, and I kind of stretching the point with this article, but I think it does apply. If you think about it for a while, if you give it about 10 minutes of deep contemplation, you'll kind of agree with me. Okay, dehydration can result in chronic problems with constipation as the stool gets accumulated inside your intestine. I know this is not the most lovely topic, so I'll finish there. But just hot water, with lemon and apple cider vinegar in the morning will help you to get a nice movement in the morning. So relief you, release you, relief you, relief you. I'm going to relief you. You've been relieved. Okay, so I do have a caller. Okay, so we're on the topic of making life easier. So if you have a question for spirit guides about that, that's cool. And yeah, just making life easier. Because I have some other articles. If I get to, I've only got 11 minutes. Oh, well, I'm going to skip to an article about 31 ways from BuzzFeed, 31 clever tips to make your life feel a little easier. That's kind of cool, isn't it? Little things that you can do. But let me take a call first and we'll get into some of those. Maybe we'll do this again this tomorrow. We'll work more on making your life easier. Okay? So let me take a 818 area code. Hello?
Hi, George.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, George.
Hi.
Hi.
So how do
what?
so you want to make your life easier,
Yes.
huh?
Oh, yes, please.
So how are you going
Definitely.
to do that? So
I'm
what
wondering
area
if
of your life
spirit
do
has
what
money.
area of your life do you, well, so you know,
Job.
did you listen to the first part of the show?
Yes, I
My
did.
spirit guides, they talked all about that. I channeled that. And what they said was to trust in them, to bring it to you, to open doors. So constantly trusting in spirit to bring you it to them, to you. You know what they said was really kind of interesting. I'm trying to remember. I don't remember what they say. It goes through my head, goes through me and out. But what they said was basically, if you're not happy with where you're at in your employment, you might like what you do, but you're not satisfied with the environment you're in. Ask for a new
What?
environment. Envision a new environment that you can do what you like to do.
Okay.
Okay? So
I have
they're
a
saying
really
to
good environment for the first one. I just need more.
Well, that's the same thing. It's the same thing. You're asking for more. You're asking them for more. You're tuning in to your inner guidance, your soul, your higher self, which is connected to source, and you're envisioning more. It's
okay.
But they said get away from fear. The other point they made is you got to cut off fear out of your life. You got to stop tuning in to all the negative things in the world. You got to stop listening to all the negativity and all the fear-based stuff in the world. You have to cut that as much as possible of all the fear-based things in your world to make your life easier. Because once you got fear in your life from, oh, they're going to bomb us next week, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that, Trump's going to make us do that, you got to disassociate yourself as much as possible from that part of the world. Now, it's not easy, but Spirit is saying that's what's keeping people in fear and keeping some people from going forward and enjoying their lives. Got it?
Okay. Yep.
So minimize the news is what they're trying to tell people to do. Minimize the news.
Okay.
You know, if you have 3 minutes to clear out until Alaska, well, we got a problem, right? But you know what I mean. But
yeah.
They're trying to get people to kind of tune in more to their higher self and stay away from the negativity. And because negativity in the world brings your vibration down. And if you're constantly upset about this or that in the environment, it blocks you from getting what you want. Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh yeah. It's just hard when somebody's around you and they're very negative. So.
Well, you got to tune them out as much as possible.
Yeah.
You always have to be positive. Don't watch the news. Huh? Don't pay it. Don't watch it. Don't watch it.
No.
You know, it's a bad.
No.
Yeah. So try that for a week. Try completely avoiding anything negative in the world as much as possible. And see if that doesn't make a change for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, George.
Tuning them all out. Don't avoid the political stuff for a week and all that
That's
craziness.
A good idea.
Who cares who's not saluting the flag and bending at the knee or not bending at the knee? Just let it go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get caught up in the chat rooms of all this stuff and the postings. I know it's hard sometimes, but you got to avoid it. Stay positive for a week and I bet you life will shift.
Okay.
Okay, got
Thanks.
It. Can you do
that? I go for that.
Try,
I can do that.
At least try it, you know, for a week. We're not saying forever, just a week. See if that doesn't make a difference.
All right.
Be well.
I'll do. All right, you too. Thanks, George.
You're welcome. Now, that's the point for everybody. If things aren't working out the way you want it to, and the Spirit was basically saying that, if things aren't going and you're not manifesting, you're not getting your stuff or the things that you want in your life, and you're kind of, I've done my vision board, and I've done all these things, and I ask daily, you know, which you shouldn't be doing anyway, because what they're telling you to do is feel good. But how can you be feeling good, making your life easier, if all you're doing is have the news on, you know? I mean, there's certain and not looking for positive stories. You know, you can watch cat videos all day long, and that's cool, right? Dog videos, cat videos. If you're watching things that make you laugh and chuckle and warm your heart, then you're on the right track. But if you're constantly going, oh, what are they doing now? That crazy political stuff. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, I mean, you can be aware of all the tragedies in the world and, you know, the hurricanes and all those sort of things. And if you want to contribute to the relief efforts, that's fine. If you want to send love. But since you can't control the situation, all you can do is offer love and offer offerings to it. Just do that. But don't get obsessed with it. That's what Spirit's trying to tell you to do. Don't get obsessed with this stuff because you're just dragging in negative energy into your life, and that's blocking you from getting what you want. Try it 1 week. Just avoid it as much as possible. And if you feel that there's a tragedy that you can help with, send some money, volunteer, do something in a positive vein, you know, fly to Puerto Rico and assist if that's what you need to do, or send them money or send them water. I think money would probably help more than trying to send water. Yeah, we don't have enough water in Southern California. We wouldn't be much of a help here. No, I'm just teasing. Okay, so do something positive. Volunteer in some way to help. Don't vexate on the problem. Do something positive. Okay, let's get in. I got a few minutes left. So we're going to do the 31 clever tips to make your life feel a little easier. And if you get into this positive state and you're doing some of these things, it helps you to focus not on the negativity in the world, but something more fun and positive to do. Grab a coloring book, and they're talking adult coloring books here. Adult coloring books. Do that. These are from people that said that they did this and they felt better for doing it. How about, I like the next one. It's kind of fun. Instead of a to-do list, do a done list. I accomplished this today. I accomplished that today. I did this today. Or at the end of the day, look back and everything that you've accomplished that day. Make a list of them. And if you haven't done anything all day, well, maybe you can write down, I just had some fun. But then write down what you did for fun, right? Okay, got it? Do a done list. I think that's kind of a cool idea. Make life a little easier toolbox. Let me read this, and this is cool. I have a happy box that has some funny movies, a word sketchbook, a nice smelling candle, just things that make you feel good, little things that you can make. You know, you might have some DVDs. Oh, I'm having a tough day. Oh, I should watch this DVD. I should read this book because it cracks me up. I should watch this video, right? Remind your little piece of paper, watch, you know, whoever you think is funny. Now, I think Gabriel Iglesias or Fluffy is really funny. So if I'm down and like, oh, I need a funny, I'll watch him. Or Jeff Dunham, I kill you. You know, that stuff. Just find something that kind of gets you feeling good about things again. Just makes you laugh. Your favorite movies that make you laugh. The DVDs, or remind yourself to look on Netflix for this funny movie. See if it's there. Or YouTube videos, or wherever source you get, right? Kind words that you can look back over later on. Just have a list of mantras that are kind thoughts for yourself, right? And for others. I like this next one. Men kind of avoid this with all like, oh, I can't do this, right? Let yourself cry. Release those emotions. You know, maybe you have to go hide in the corner somewhere. Whatever it takes, just let it out. Don't be so brave. Don't be so strong. Go out there and cry. Men should do this too, more. Make a gratitude list. Look back at your life. Well, there's all the things I'm grateful for that's happened in my life. And you could call it an appreciation list. This is all the things I appreciate, right? Call it gratitude. Gratitude generally refers to things that have happened that you're really grateful that, wow, this turns out really well. Wow, look, you know, I am grateful that my, you know, but so do that. Make a list and you'll feel better. Next one is, we won't get through all these, and I am running out of time here. Volunteer at an animal shelter, play with friends' pets, or foster or adopt your own. Yes, having a dog and a cat, you know, whatever animal that really is cool, is a great way to make your life easier because they bring so much joy and happiness to your life, and they crack you up. They're fun to be around. Yes, dogs and cats. And if you don't have your own, go volunteer at a shelter. And that can be hard, I know, heart-wrenching at times because you want to take them all home. At least I do. You know, I want to buy a ranch somewhere and take them all home. And you go, well, I can't quite do that yet. I can't quite do that. Maybe that's a goal. Maybe I should put that on my to-do list, right? My wish list, my bucket list to have a ranch with all these animals. Okay, it's been fun today. Tomorrow, I think we will do more of this. How to make your life easier, and we'll let spirit guides talk to you about individually how to make your life easier and enjoy your life a little bit more and have some more fun and play a little bit more and all that good stuff, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to play. We're here to have fun. We're here to experience joy. We're here to go from, oh, that doesn't feel so good, to that feels really good. Okay, I love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.